Atta al-Qas'a, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warned us even to, or told us, commanded us even to clean the plate. So lick the plate, meaning take the fingers and clean the plate and then lick the fingers after cleaning the plate. So whatever residue is left on the plate, a person is eating that also. وَقَالَ إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدْرُونَ فِي إِيِّ طَعَامِكُمُ الْبَرَكَةِ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that you do not know in which portion of your food barakat lies. So this barakat is something we're all searching for. And sometimes it's so simple, it's lying there in our food. But because we're not cleaning our food, we're not eating every bit and every part, we're not cleaning properly our plate, we're not licking our fingers, we're not finishing our food properly, we're just losing so much of barakat that is in front of us. As it said, it's on a platter waiting for us to take that barakat. But because we're not careful of how we clean our plate, sometimes we are losing that barakat. So therefore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded that even the plate also be clean, that it must be shining. How often you find that people waste? Food is just left on the plate, and many times the maid has to take it and throw it in the bin or throw it down the drain. But all those things have got barakat in it. All those things have got blessings. And this, after all, it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should be enthusiastic that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cleaned his plate, he licked his fingers. He was so careful that nothing must get wasted. He is my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I love him. I also want to be like him. Today's hadith and Sa'id ibn al-Harith, أنه سأل جابر رضي الله عنه عن الوضوء مما مست النار. هذا سعيد بن الحارث رحمة الله عليه. He says, I asked جابر رضي الله عنه with regards to wuzu from that which touched fire. What is meant by this is early part of Islam, there would be a situation where anything that touched was cooked on the fire, like meat, etc. When they would eat that, then they would make wuzu. This was the early part of Islam. One explanation, another explanation, make wudu means they would gargle their mouth and they would wash their hands. So now this Tabi is asking the Sahabi about this, because this was now in the early part of Islam. So he said, tell me about making wudu when you had anything that is cooked on fire, like meat, etc. فَقَالَ لَا قَدْ كُنَّا زَمَنَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَا نَجْرِ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ الطَّعَامِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. So he replied, we hardly found food like that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Things were so tight in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We hardly found that type of food. And then he went on to say, فَإِذَا نَحْنُ وَجَدْنَاهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَنَا مَنَادِيلُ إِلَّا أَكُفَّنَا وَسَوَاعِدَنَا وَأَقْدَامَنَا ثُمَّ نُصَلِّي وَلَا نَتَوَضَّعُ. And when we did find that type of food, then we didn't even have towels, we didn't even have handkerchiefs to wipe our hands. You're talking about making wuzu. After eating this type of food, firstly we didn't hardly have this type of food. Then when we had this type of food, then we didn't even have things to wipe our hands properly. What we would use sometimes to wipe is we would use our hands, our forearms, sometimes our feet, then we would perform salah. Summa nusalli wala natawadda, and then we would not make wuzu but perform salah like this. So this sahabi was obviously showing his enthusiasm to find out more about this law. That's why hadith is so important to learn it under somebody, because ulama explain that this is a good example. You get some hadiths that abrogate other hadiths. So that was the early part of Islam. So you'll even find some hadith saying that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would eat, for example, a piece of meat that was cooked on the fire, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make wuzu. If any one of us has to just read this, we'll think that now when you eat meat, then you have to make wuzu and read namaz. And there are other hadiths that show that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he ate meat and he went like this hadith. He ate meat and then he didn't make wuzu and he read namaz. So outwardly, if we don't have an ustad to explain to us the differences, what is meant by this, which hadith abrogates which hadith, then very easily we can get confused and we're thinking that the hadiths of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are contradicting each other. But the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they don't contradict each other. It is just because sometimes we lack the understanding. So here they say wudu could mean the lughawi meaning of wuzu. Lughawi meaning, linguistic meaning, means to wash. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wash, he would clean himself if he happened to eat like this, he'd gargle his mouth. Or, what is meant by this, is that this hadith is now abrogated the ones earlier on, and now no longer it is needed to make wuzu after a person eats meat. So from this hadith we learn the importance, two things we learn. One is to appreciate every ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the easy way to appreciate the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always think ourselves not to be deserving. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't deserve this ni'mat that you've given me. I'm so sinful. I'm such a gunegar. I'm so full from head to toe with sin. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all this is only your favor upon me. So even if it is the smallest ni'mat, a person begins to appreciate, because now he thinks I'm not worthy of it. The other mentality, you'll get a person on the opposite end. He'll think that, hey, I'm getting paid so less, everyone is getting an increase. Oh, why is I'm getting sick all the time? Why is this happening to me? He keeps questioning why. because the person is not thinking that I don't deserve it. So therefore, Allah has said us, we must keep telling ourselves that I don't deserve this ni'mat that Allah Pak is giving. So he feels happy about the fact that Allah Pak has given him the ni'mat. And the next lesson we learn is that when it comes to hadith, we should always try and learn it under some type of ustad, some types of teacher, so that we don't misunderstand the meanings, the beautiful meanings of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.